Hey guys, so I decided to get off my ass and actually do something that I was supposed to do a long time ago. I don't know where it is though. Dude, I swear to God. I knew where it is. So a while ago, I posted something on Reddit, asking people to ask me stuff about pee. So, I'm gonna actually answer that. That was a long time ago. That was 3 months ago. So, I wanted to do something special for it, and I keep fidgeting, holy shit. Oh my god, that's a lot of questions. Shout out to Nuke for all these questions, what the hell. God. Okay. So. Wow. It's hard to talk. I'm not shy, I don't know. I can't form words right now. But, I was like, I wanted to do something special for this instead of just answer questions like a boring person. I mean, not that. That's boring. If it's me, it's boring. I mean, no one wants to hear me ramble on about this shit for however long this audio is going to be. Basically, I'm going to answer your questions, and I decided to put on a diaper and I'm going to try to hold until I've answered all the questions, and then I'm going to pee in the diaper. Isn't that fun? I think it's gonna be fun. I don't own any, like, adult diapers, so I'm just using, like, incontinence diaper for women for bladder leaks, but it's pretty heavily padded. But I also have I have a puppy pad set down and a folded up towel, and then another puppy pad just in case, because last time I went crazy with the peeing on the floor and made a mess. So by the way, this is not going to be a professional audio by any means. Since I'm not in my bed and the lights are off, my cat is very curious as to what I'm doing right now. And she's going to be making a lot of noise, and I'm not going to be editing all of it out. So yeah. So, I'm gonna try to answer these questions. Oh, before I forget, a couple people did ask me questions via DM or on my anonymous form, but I really can't go back and look at those right now, because it was a while ago. I do remember one question, though. They asked, do you like to pee on your fingers as you masturbate? So, yes. I discussed this in a audio I just posted in the description. About, like, 90% of the time, I do not pee on purpose while I'm masturbating. It just kind of happens sometimes. I feel so good, and my body kind of loses control, and instead of, like, squirting or something, I pee, usually. I do squirt sometimes, but usually I just pee. So yeah,
Yeah, I mean, being on your fingers while masturbating is pretty cool. It's nice and warm. And it's easy to lick them clean and suck them clean. I mean, sometimes in the shower when I pee, I'll pee on my fingers. Usually I just kind of pee on my feet, because that's just where it goes when I'm standing and peeing. And sometimes I'll, I try different positions a lot, just to see what feels good. But if I'm, like, masturbating with a toy or whatever, and I squirt pee out, it usually lands on my hand or fingers. Usually. So yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I don't do it a lot, but I do sometimes. So, okay, so first question. If you're into the desperation slash wedding slash omurashi part of... That's nice, my cat's peeing. And I'm, like, sitting near the litter box. Good God. Okay. If you're into the desperation slash wedding slash omurashi part of the water sports kink, do you prefer the tension and the buildup or the release? The desperation part is cool. I don't know why I keep saying cool. It's cool. But it kind of hurts sometimes, and I get really anxious, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta be, because, you know, brains do that, and it's like, no, I gotta hold on. I don't seriously do the whole omurashi thing. I would love to do it with a partner the most. Doing it by myself, I just don't have enough self-control and discipline and determination. Like, I need someone to tell me to do it, and preferably, like, physically be there to make sure I'm doing it. I am holding right now, though, I said, so right now it doesn't really hurt. Actually, it's like I don't really feel anything. I'm just kind of out of breath for some reason. I think it's because I took a really hot shower. But, yeah, so the release is really nice. I mean, I love peeing, like the act of peeing. I do like holding because it intensifies the feeling, definitely. And it becomes more of a sexual thing because of the whole waiting and anticipation aspect of it. You know, the release part is, I mean, it just feels so good. It's like a mini orgasm, kind of. Sometimes. Oh, he wrote more. Shit. Okay, that wasn't the full question, guys. As in, the squirming and whimpering and the legs crossing tight and the hands clasping firmly and then the first darkening spots of the seal breaking leaks. Okay, so I've never really gotten to that point yet. I have. One time, but I, like, had a UTI, so I, like, really had to go, and I was like, oh my god, I have to wait, and then I, like, step in the shower, and I'm, like, almost pissing myself, and, like, the second I step in the shower, it's, like, something within me just snaps, and I start peeing, like, I can't hold it anymore, and that's really cool. I'm gonna try to stop saying cool. That's really cool, man. So, like, okay, so, or the flood, the swiftly darkening wave racing downward, soaking legs and gushing silvery gold goodness pooling tellingly around them. He's such a good writer. What are some of your favorite little details? Man. I mean, all of it is cool. I guess feeling it release like a flood, and feeling it so, all the warmth is the best part. Like, it's so hot when it comes out of your body. Like, it's just like, sometimes it's searingly hot. Feeling that on your skin is just like fucking amazing. Like, it's life changing. Bonus question, do you like it more when they groan with relief or cry with embarrassment? I'm really not into the embarrassment or humiliation aspect of holding. So I think groaning with relief is way hotter to me. I don't know, the whole crying thing, I don't know. I have to be in the right mood for that shit. Like, not to like hate on anyone's kinks, but I mean, coming from me, I should not be hating on anyone's kinks. But definitely just the whole relief thing. I want people to find pleasure in it and not any sort of humiliating aspect. I mean, sometimes the humiliation thing is nice, but I'm definitely more of a positive person when it comes to water sports. Next question. With partnered pee play, do you like the idea of one partner trying to hold while the other one tries to coax it out of them? Yes, I do. If so, would you prefer the one trying to hold would you prefer to be the one trying to hold, or the meanie tickling and pressing and rubbing and squeezing? I think I would prefer to be the one trying to hold. Just cause, I don't know, I like the idea. I'd love to do both, to be honest. Like, I would love to tease someone as they try to hold it and try to get them to go over the edge. And I would also love to be the one, being tortured, essentially. Does the idea of peeing in public hold a kind of illicit thrill for you? Or does the idea potentially push the exhibitionist buttons for you, or not so much? Peeing in public, I'm such a socially anxious person. And I'm not too daring at all. So I would just, like, really worry about getting caught. That being said, I would like to try it sometime. Maybe just, like, peeing in the woods. So it's not really public. I don't know if it would be hard to pee in front of someone unless I was, like, holding and couldn't hold it anymore. If it was with a partner, then yeah, that would be, I'm not gonna say cool. I would like that. But if it's just like people I don't know, I don't know if I could do that. Yeah, so, other side of the coin, does the idea of voyeuristically watching someone pee appeal to you? Yes. I mean, I've watched a lot of videos of people peeing in public, like either wetting themselves or, you know, just peeing. And I think it's cool. Oh my god, I said cool again. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. I like that. I think that would be fun to watch, I guess. When watching water sports content, do you prefer darker, yellowy pee or close to clear? I used to prefer clear. Yellow kind of turned me off. But now I don't really care so much. Oh my god. You know, pee is pee. I mean, I do like the clearer pee, but if it's darker, then, you know, whatever. If I'm just watching it, then, you know, it's not really gonna gross me out that much. Does this change if the participants are drinking or peeing around or in mouths? Yes, but it's not, like, something really bad for me. But yeah, I do definitely prefer clear pee when it comes to washing that kind of stuff. Are there particular clothes you prefer to see getting wet as part of the fun? I love seeing panties getting wet. Guys' underwear, like boxer briefs. Shorts, like jean shorts are okay. Usually just panties or underwear. I mean, you know, people would pee their jeans, and I mean, that's cool.
Oh god, I said it again. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, definitely panties. Especially if, like, you can really see the dark spot. That's, I'm not gonna say cool. That's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. It's positively splendid. Okay. Please, please tell me I'm not the only one who has... Oh my god, no, she just knocked over my water. I can't do anything with you. I cannot record any audios with this cat. Because she is a monster. Luckily, there wasn't hardly anything in my water. Okay, so... Christ. Please, please tell me I'm not the only one who has misjudged the flow and received the moisture and charger port message while trying to record this kind of thing more than once. Okay, that's never happened, thank god. My charger port, though, is kind of fucked up, so I wonder if that's a thing. I have gotten some, like, splashiness on my phone screen, but, I don't think anything's gone into the charger port. But yeah, sometimes when I'm recording, little pee droplets do get on my phone screen. And then, if I, like, peed on my hands or something, then, like... I'll just handle my phone with pee-covered hands. It's very awkward. Okay, so, yeah. Next question. Okay, question. What was your first experience with it like, and how did it make you feel? Oh my goodness. What did you think at the time and in the hours and days following? God, I can't even remember my first time messing around with water sports. I mean, I started experimenting with it probably over 5 years ago. Like 5, 6, 7 years. I can't really remember. I used to pee in the shower a lot before I moved away to college, and we shared a public restroom in our dorms, so I was like, okay, I shouldn't pee in these showers because that would just be gross. But I only did it because, I don't know, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't really a sexual thing for me. Until recently, when I started peeing in the shower again. And it's definitely, like, a sexual thing now. Usually. So... I think my first experience would probably be during masturbation. Just, like, little spurts of pee. And I'm like, okay, I don't think that's squirt anymore. And I was like... It kind of turned me on, and I was like, maybe I should do this more, but I also don't want to make a mess. And I started considering doing more things, but I didn't really get very experimental with it until recently, when I was like, I found other people that like to pee, and I was like, cool. Oh my god, I'm just gonna, like, eliminate that word from my vocabulary. And I started, like, doing more stuff and experimenting more. So yeah, I can't really answer that question, unfortunately, because I have a shit memory. Yeah, pretty sad. I'm sorry. So another question, what most grabs you about the kink? Like, what aspect of it just undoes you or turns you on the most? I think, like, I kind of equate it with cum and, like, wetness. And I always thought a lot of cum was really hot. I mean, it comes out of your dick, and pee comes out of your dick, so, you know, it's similar. They're bodily fluids. And, you know, like, pussy's getting wet, like, super wet. It's just kind of what I equate it with, that sort of, like, just copious amounts of fluids coming out of someone. And I just think it's so, like, hot and intimate, because it's coming out of someone's body, and I don't know. It's just, like, the whole, I think it's just the intimacy of it. I see pee in, like, a very intimate way between people and between yourself and your body. I don't know. Okay, I'm getting all, like, really weird right now, but, I don't know, it's just, it's hot, I don't know. I can't answer questions, this is a disaster. Okay, so, oh lord, this is a lot of questions too. Okay, when and how did you start, oh, derp derp. When and how did you get started with pee, and what did you do the first time you played with pee? So, like I said, I can't really remember. How did I get started? It was a very boring story. I don't have anything, like, super significant. Basically, I think I got into it, from fanfiction. Several years ago, I stumbled across some fanfiction on good old AsianFanfiction.net, or .com actually. I'm thinking of FF.net. And there's a fic where these two K-pop idols did water sports stuff, and I can't really remember the details, but I do remember one of them was sitting on the other one, like, on their lap, like, straddling them, and they both had clothes on, and the one on the lap started peeing on the other. Oh, that was a later fic, now that I think about it. It was like a daddy kink sort of thing, and they were, like, making out, and he had to pee, and the dom, like, encouraged him to pee on his lap and pee himself, which I would love to try someday. Like, big time. Both as the person peeing and as the person getting peed on. So yeah, I was like, well, this is kind of weird and gross, but I guess I like it. I guess I like Gina. And then I just started looking for more fanfiction and, like, videos and images, and I don't know, I found some people that were interested in it, that were in my fandom, and I, you know, we talked about it and everything. How often would you do any form of pee play? Like, in the past? Not a lot. Recently, quite often. Do you like to hold, and if so, for how long? Like I said before, I'm not very experienced in holding. I kind of can't hold for very long. I haven't really seriously tried it. Right now I've been holding for maybe 3 or 4 hours. And I'm doing pretty okay. When I took a shower, I did have to pee. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this AMA, and I'm gonna try to hold it. And that kind of, the feeling of needing to pee went away. So now I'm just sitting here answering questions. I wish I had the urgency. I would love to be squirming for all of you guys, but I'm not. So that might change. I mean, I would just love to feel that desperation again, but I probably need to drink more water. But I'm out of water and I don't want to get up, so. Do you ever pee while using a dildo or playing with your clit? Yes to both. Do you ever slowly wet your panties or other clothes, and do you enjoy this if you have tried it? Slowly? I think I have. Sometimes I just kind of let it go. It's kind of hard to control your bladder like that. Like, pee a little, stop, pee a little, stop, pee a little, stop. I have definitely wet my panties before. I have wet a pair of shorts, like jean shorts, and diapers. That's all I've done so far. Have you tasted your pee? Yep. If so, what are your thoughts? It's different every time. It depends on how much I've drank and how long it's been since I last used a restroom. If I have a UTI or not. I try not. I don't drink my pee when I have a UTI. Because, oh my lord. Yeah, it just depends. I mean, on, like, usually what you consume. If I've had a lot of coffee, I have coffee every day, then it's usually not gonna taste that great. Sometimes my pee tastes like buttery popcorn. And it smells like it too, but not all the time. So it's like slightly salty and like buttery, like kind of oily, like it's very subtle. It's not like overwhelming. Sometimes my pee has been very salty. Sometimes my pee has had like a hint of bitterness to it, which isn't pleasant. And sometimes it just tastes like water. It doesn't taste like anything at all. Just water. And that's probably my favorite. Like, imagining having to ingest someone else's pee, you know, I think the water would be the best. I've never drank in, like, a lot of my pee before. I've kind of just tasted it. Like, I don't think I've ever taken a big old swig of pee before. I would much rather taste someone else's than my own. Does hearing the sound of other people pee excite you or not? You know, if they're just, like, going pee, like, in a public restroom or something, it doesn't really excite me. I have to be kind of, like, in the headspace for it to be sexual. I do enjoy listening to people pee, imagining them peeing. Like in audios or whatever. Yeah, so I've gotten audios of people peeing before. I have heard people peeing live. like through voice chat or whatever. You know, I like it, but I don't like get super worked up by it. Do you prefer the word pee or piss, and why? It depends on the context, I think. Usually I say pee. If I'm feeling kind of funny or brash, I'll say piss. I use them interchangeably. There's not much difference, but I think I do prefer pee. It just sounds nicer. Piss is kind of rougher. Is this kind of play something you would prefer to be submissive or dominant with? As in, would you rather be the one giving or receiving? Submissive. I think, I like both, but, and I really want to experience both, but preferably I do get more excited by the idea of being peed on, or inside of, or, yeah. So, I don't get like all, well, I do. Sometimes I do get worked up from thinking about people, like, eating me out as I pee, or stuff like that, or peeing on someone, but it's usually more submissive. How do you feel about the concept of controlled bathroom time as a form of submission? As in, the submissive only gets released when the dominant chooses. Yes. That is my answer. Does the color of pee matter to you? So I already kind of answered that. Kind of doesn't matter, but yellow is usually much stronger odor, which isn't always a good odor. And also taste, so usually I like it on the clearer side. But I think if I did water sports stuff with someone I really liked and I was really turned on, I wouldn't give two shits. Like, your piss could be bright orange because you're taking azo or something. Well, if you're taking azo, then you have a UTI, and I'd rather not fuck around with piss when you have a UTI. but, you know, I mean, your pee can be green or something. Disclaimer, I've never had green pee. I think you probably need to go to a doctor if your pee is green. but, you know, if I really like someone, I don't think I'd mind too much. Why do you believe there are so few creators making water sports content on the GWA community? I don't know. It's very sad. You know, like, every once in a blue moon, you'll see an audio that has water sports. I just, like, jump on it. And, you know, it's, I mean, it's definitely a favorite of mine. I can safely say it's, like, my number one kink. Why? I mean, it's, you know, it's taboo. People think it's fucking gross. A lot of people think it's gross. A lot of times they think water sports and scat goes hand in hand, but that is definitely not necessarily true. Yeah, I mean, some people like both water sports and scat. But there are people that just like water sports. And it doesn't necessarily have to be related. I mean, pee is, I don't know, it's natural. I mean, there's nothing inherently bad about pee. Contrary to popular belief, it is not sterile. Sterile, that's the word. Not sterile. There is bacteria in pee. It is a waste. You know, just like sweat is a waste product that your body makes. And I mean, some people are super into sweat. And, yeah, but I mean, there's really not a lot of health hazards related to pee. I mean, and you don't always have to, like, ingest it. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just not a popular thing. I like putting out water sports content. I know it's kind of exclusive sometimes, like it excludes some people. Like, I'm sure some people that follow me or listen to my audios are like, ah, goddamn, not another fucking water sports audio. Luckily, most of my audios are just recordings of me fapping and me accidentally peeing, and you can't hear it. And I usually don't mention it until maybe the very end or like in the description. So it's not like a big deal. It's sad. I'm glad there are some people that are into it here. It makes me very happy. Why are you so awesome? You know, I'm not awesome. Don't be like that. So. Thank you, though. I'm not sure how P equates to awesomeness. But, yeah. Okay, so... I kind of want to read this one. I've already answered these questions. I just want to embarrass the person asking this. Don't worry, I know this person. I'm not, like, making fun of a stranger. So, I already answered this. Do you think you'd rather have a partner pee in you, or do you think you'd prefer to pee on them? Definitely, I would prefer someone to pee inside of me. That's like one of my biggest fantasies about pee, is someone peeing inside, usually my pussy, or my ass, or my mouth. I don't think there's anything else you can pee inside of. Maybe my ears. Oh my god, can you imagine? No. I mean, getting water in your ear is bad enough. Imagine getting pee in your ear. Oh my god. So, this is what I'm gonna read. I think I've said before, but the latter turns me on so much. I'd love to be marked by someone's golden nectar. Probably gonna edit that out, but I'm not sure. Knowing people really want to drink my pee is pretty... Oh shit, I was gonna say pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. It's kind of like, would you really though? Like, would you really let me pee inside your mouth and drink it? Or, like, getting peed on. Like, would you really like that? But, you know, I'm sure there are people that would. I mean, I know there are people that would. But it's also, like, you know, I don't know, because it never happened. So, it's never happened. Okay. When are you going to get a bad dragon toy with a cum tube and piss down your own throat? Probably never. I would love to get a bad dragon toy. I have two that I really want. And I would love to get cum tubes for both of them. I don't think I want my own piss down my own throat, though. Like I said, I'm not really interested in ingesting copious amounts of my own piss. Someone else's, though. I'm down. So, I would rather maybe fill it up with someone else's piss, if that was possible. As for when, well, Bad Dragon is not doing custom orders for the rest of the year, and I've been, like, stalking their drops, and I'm just not really finding anything, like, what I'm looking for. Also, like, the cum tube is more expensive. And Bad Dragon toys are expensive anyways. And at this time, I cannot afford any new sex toys. Especially not Bad Dragon toys. No matter how much I want them. And how much I look at them. On a monthly basis. Yeah, I cannot afford them. So. Sad boy hours. Have you ever played with a man? No. Or a woman? No. If both, very unfortunate. If both, what did you like about each? Okay, so I never did that. Have you ever tried a piss enema? I would like to. That's one of my fantasies, too. Not with my own piss, though. But with someone else's. So, physically, I have never played with anyone else. In terms of pee, online, I have. But, yeah, physically, never. I would love to, but, yeah, never had the chance yet. I don't know if I ever will. I really hope I do. Before I die, I want to try so many things. So yeah. Is there a softcore type stuff? Oh, shit, I can't read. Is there softcore type stuff available to ease you into viewing it for people who have not thought about it before? Yes. I consume most of my piss porn on Reddit. There's several subreddits regarding pee. I really should have looked them up before doing this. But, I mean, it basically, if you, like, search water sports, or pee, or wedding, or omurashi on Reddit, you'll find some subreddits. You could just watch, like, people wetting themselves. That's actually my favorite kind of thing to watch. I'm not really a big porn watcher. I like watching people masturbate, and I like watching people pee. So yeah, I'm very boring in that aspect, I suppose. I don't like, what is it called, mainstream porn. I like the amateur stuff, like just, you know, just random people just recording themselves doing stuff. Like, it's not their job or anything, it's just, you know, they are doing it. Like, I do that. I mean, I record myself, doing pee things. Yeah, so, it's fun. It's fun to watch. So yeah, I definitely recommend starting out with self-pee, like, videos. Would you ever let someone pee in your mouth? Absolutely. Next question. How do I find a partner interested in water sports? Dude, I have no idea. I've found people on the internet, just from, you know, posting my audios and, you know, my fans. Well, not my fans, but, I mean, some of them are my fans. But my listeners, they would, you know, approach me. Or, you know, they would just comment. Why am I making things awkward? By the way, guys, I don't have to pee yet, so... And I'm not sure how long this is, so I'm kind of scared. Holy shit, it's like already an hour long. Crap. I was trying to make this short. Okay, so if you want to go for internet stuff, then... So, I mean, posting, like, content on any of the water sports, Reddits, there's, like, FetLife and kinkier sides of Reddit, like dating shit, kind of hookup stuff. I don't know, I've never done it before. So, the people that I have played with, I don't have a partner, I've never had a partner. But people that I play with, either now or in the past, I mean, they, you know, they listen to my audios, and, I mean, I'm pretty vocal about liking water sports, so maybe they, like, approach me, and they're like, hey, I like it too, and we start talking and stuff happens, I don't know. Not with everyone, though, so please, whoever's listening to this, yeah, don't slide into my DMs expecting me to play with you, because I probably won't, and I don't like it. So yeah, it's kind of like IRL. I have no idea. Like, I don't know how to find anyone to date IRL. So, that's not a thing for me. Yeah, you know, there's like, Redditor for Redditor subreddits, Twitter. Twitter is, I've met a few people into water sports on Twitter. Actually, I don't know if I should go into this, but I did find someone that was into my, in my fandom that I was a part of, and she also really loved water sports, and she happened to live, like, very close to me. Like, I don't know how that happens to me, but sometimes I meet people online, and they're like, oh my god, I live, like, literally right next to you, and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? That actually happened once, where she lived literally down the hall from me in my dorm. It was funny. But yeah. So she was also into water sports, and she was also attractive. And we became friends. And, like, I really wanted to do stuff with her, but I was too shy and stupid. So that never happened. Damn. Anyways. So I would, you know, start online. If you're dating around IRL, then you can always, like, bring it up. Like, I think if I were to start dating someone, I would exchange, like, kink lists with them. just to see what we're into and what we would be willing to try with each other and what we would not be willing to try with each other, because I think communication like that is super important for, like, a healthy sex life and relationship. So yeah, you know, yeah, but don't be, like, weird about it, I guess. Like, don't just walk up to some random person and be like, what are your kinks? Because that's gonna be weird. Unless it's, like, some BDSM meetup thing. I don't know. I'm not experienced in this kind of stuff, so I can't really help you. I'm sorry. Next question. How does it feel getting peed inside the pussy? I don't know, but I think it would feel amazing. Like, I think it would be fucking phenomenal. Like, someone's cock deep inside of me and just start peeing, like, a hot jet stream of piss. Or even just, like, starting out as a trickle or something. Oh my god. Oh my god. It would just feel so hot and wet and amazing. And, like, as it starts to leak out of you. Okay, I zoned out imagining it, but yeah. Someday I hope that will happen to me, but I highly doubt it. So, next question is the same thing. What are your thoughts on getting peed inside of? Yes. already answered that question. Okay, so, hypothetically speaking, assuming there was a person or persons you trusted enough, using whatever vetting method you wanted, to provide a clean sample and appropriate cold packaging, how would you feel about being sent frozen pee to heat up and play with at your leisure? Is the pee itself enough, or does the act of it... I can't read anymore. It's 4:30 a.m. Is the pee itself enough, or does the act of it being given to you hot and fresh from the source make all the difference? God, I'm bad at reading. You know, I've thought about this before and discussed it with someone, but I really don't think that would be something I would be interested in. It's definitely, like, I would definitely prefer it straight from the tap, so to speak. Just playing around with someone's pee, like, given in a package or something,
That doesn't interest me at all. Yeah, I would just much rather have it from the tap, so to speak. That also brings me to another thing, is, like, having little vials of people's pee. Kind of like a phylactery, but instead of blood or whatever, it's full of pee, and like wearing it around your neck, like your partner's pee. Oh my god, I can see myself doing that crazy shit. But yeah, I mean, just having someone's pee, like, in a bottle or whatever, that doesn't do anything for me, that doesn't turn me on. Also, the smell of old pee, like, day-old pee. I don't know if you've ever gone downtown, wherever you guys live, where, you know, there are homeless people that have to pee on the streets or whatever. Oh my god, it reeks, like, holy shit. It is one of the most unpleasant smells ever. Old pee. Like, oh my god. No thank you. Okay, so I think that's it. I think that's all the questions. Are you guys ready to hear me pee? I don't think you're gonna hear anything. I'll try to put my mic, like, right in front of my diaper as I pee. But I really don't know if you can hear it. Unfortunately, I don't really have to pee right now. So I'm sure I'm full of pee. I mean, oh god, my bladder. I can feel it when I press on it. Kind of hurts, but it also kind of feels good. I think I'm gonna take a little break and go get some more water, drink another cup or glass of water, or maybe two, and then see what I can do. I would really love to get desperate, but it's already almost 5 in the morning, and I just don't have time for that, so. Okay, so I got up to get some water, and I felt like I gained, like, 10 pounds. Oh my god, my bladder is so full. And now I'm kind of, like, feeling like I really need to be. Oh my god, like, oh my god, I'm trying to hold it. Fuck, I don't think I can hold it. Okay, I can hold it. Nope, it's coming. Oh, fuck. Only a little bit came out. Oh, it hurts. Oh, fuck. There. Oh, fuck. Oh, god, it's filling up. Oh, my god. Oh, fuck. It's so hot. Oh my god, it's so hot. Fuck. Oh. Spilling out the back. Oh, fuck. Oh god, it feels so good. Oh my god, there's so much. Oh my god, it's so warm. Going up everywhere. Oh my god. Fuck, I'm soaked. I'm so peeing. Oh my god. It's so warm. It feels so good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, I need to stop. I can't stop, it feels so good. It just keeps coming. Oh, fuck. This diaper is totally ruined. Oh my god. There is so much pee. Oh my god, there's so much pee. This diaper is just like a balloon. It's like rock hard. Oh my god. It's going like up my ass. And just... God. My towel is completely fucking soaked. Oh my god. It's so warm. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, I need to stop peeing. Everything is completely soaked. Holy shit. Okay, I think I'm done. Holy fucking shit, you guys. I can't even, like, there's just so much pee. I'm gonna have to clean my carpet. Everything's completely soaked. Oh my god. I need to take this diaper off, like, before things get worse, so. Oh my god. Oh, just, it's such a big, big bulge in the front. Oh my god. It's all wet. So, my pee is slightly salty today. Like a little hint of butter, but mostly it just doesn't taste like anything. Just tastes like warm water with a tiny bit of salt. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the AMA. I hope it was semi- insightful or educational, I don't know. And yeah, I will see you guys later, or talk to you guys later, or fap for you guys later. Bye.